I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean-Lefort Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools. I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Wednesday, December 18th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. IoT and blockchain, together like peanut butter and jelly. How much money does Amazon make on Alexa? And targeted online attacks against those with epilepsy. This is the business of tech. Gartner has announced some metrics on the integration of Internet of Things systems and blockchain. It's a thing. 75% of organizations who've adopted IoT have already merged the two, or plan to do so within the next year. The number is 89% when measured over 2 years. Gartner's findings state that the top reasons for the integrations are, quote, increased security and trust in shared multi-party transactions and data, end quote. Why do we care? First, let's baseline who answered. Respondents had to be manager or above and have primary involvement and responsibility for making decisions at IoT implementation, and the companies had to be implementing IoT. That's not a lot of organizations, not by a long shot. And respondents to a Gartner survey are likely to not be an actual cross-section of implementers at large. Thus, if considering the entire marketplace, I doubt it's this widespread. The useful nugget here is that IoT and blockchain are very useful together. This does make logical sense, as this is one of the many places blockchain technology works really well. I've been a proponent of voice as a UI for a while, and for many, that immediately jumps to thinking of voice assistants like Amazon's Echo line. Per data from The Information, Amazon apparently earned $1.4 million in Alexa skill revenue in the first 10 months of 2019, short of their goal of $5.5 million. This is revenue Amazon earns from in-skill purchases where consumers pay for added features of Alexa skills from third-party developers. Why do we care? This method of revenue generation is just one way Amazon can monetize Alexa. Developers that sell products via Alexa or use Amazon Pay or account linking are not in these numbers, nor are any freemium models. Amazon's own device sales are not in these numbers either, nor is any add-on effect like Amazon Music, Prime Membership Loyalty, or the like. The Alexa platform is more than just this line of revenue, and Amazon is known for its long play moves. This shows they just haven't quite cracked the code yet here. It's also important to separate voice assistants from voice as a UI. Voice as an interaction model with devices is the idea of improving the experience of using technology via voice interaction. Voice assistants are a specific implementation of that, and Alexa is simply one brand of that. With voice recognition moving as fast as it is, it's logical that this is going to still happen, and voices UI is a real thing. The Epilepsy Foundation has lodged a criminal complaint and is calling for an investigation of the use of Twitter to target and attack people with epilepsy. The attack uses seizure-inducing videos, aimed specifically at those with epilepsy, and has been using the foundation's own Twitter handle and hashtag to find those individuals. These attacks also come specifically during National Epilepsy Awareness Month. About 3% of people with epilepsy have photosensitive epilepsy, making them susceptible to this kind of attack. Why do we care? I've been reporting a number of different kinds of cybersecurity attacks as they're becoming more and more common, so I'm looking for the ones that stand out for being notably different. The use of the state of emergency reported in New Orleans on Monday was an example. This story is the kind of attacks we're seeing more and more of, and shows the kind of specific targeting that's happening now online. Attacks are not random nor purely in bulk, but instead specifically targeting individuals. We see this in spear phishing, such as the targeted attacks on governments last week. I'll make my Black Mirror call to technologists again. You need to start considering how technology would be weaponized and used against people and ensure there are methods for dealing with it. In the spirit of offering solutions rather than just problems, that doesn't mean moderation is the only solution. If identity was linked to tweets, it would be possible to trace back to the attackers and prosecute. The impetus is to think more broadly about how technology would be used by those that intend to do harm and anticipate as much as you can. In many cases, it doesn't appear that was even considered, and thus the current state. Episode 38 of the Killing It podcast is out. First topic, disruptions, what it means to have a market disrupted. Moving on to driverless deliveries and the invasion of the robots. And finally, SplinterNet. What does it mean that the internet is beginning to segment? Three topics, three hosts, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Download the podcast today on your favorite podcatcher. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. As a public service announcement for fans of The Mandalorian, the new episode dropped today to avoid conflicting with Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, which does come out tomorrow. Looking forward to talking to you all with more news tomorrow, and thank you for listening.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. with the help of T-Mobile for Business. Our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.